the Saturday Light Brigade. Coming up, we have a scene from Prime Stage Theater's The Importance of Being Earnest. And also music with Nug Gales, live Celtic music coming up just after 11. But right now, it's a real pleasure to welcome from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, Mike, Casey, and Darius. And good morning to both of you. Mike, you went to Marshall Middle School, you were saying off air.
I did, yes.
And some of the same teachers, huh?
Yep.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
You
grew up in the North Hills, I guess.
Yeah, I'm from Wexford, and now I live in the South Side, so.
And what do you do for a living?
Work at a bank, at U.S. Bank.
And what got you interested in being a big brother?
Well, I was always a volunteer whenever I was younger, and I had two older brothers, so never had a little brother, so just wanted to be able to give back.
I've thought about that too, because like you, I have two older brothers, and I never had much of an experience at all. Well, I didn't have a little brother. Darius, it's nice to meet you. Where are you from?
I'm from the Hill.
And whereabouts? Because I know the Hill District pretty well. Are you like sort of the central part, or up high, you know, more towards Oakland, or?
Up high.
Where do you go to school?
University Prep.
Excellent. I've been there many times. Derek Hardy is someone I know quite well. You probably do too. Principal Hardy, he's your principal. What grade are you in?
I'm in the eighth grade.
Great. Well, it's nice to have you here. Can you tell me about your family? Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
My mom, my brothers.
And what are your brothers' names?
Malik, Damon, and Darnell.
Excellent. Well, it's not. Are they older or younger?
Well, Malik, he's older than me, and Damon and Darnell, they're young. They're younger than me.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. So how long have you guys been together, Darius?
4 years.
4 years. Wow. How is your, and either of you can answer this, can you sort of tell me a bit about how your relationship has changed in the last 4 years?
Well, Darius wants me to answer this, but I'd say at first he was kind of shy, and it was a lot of asking him the questions, and now it's just the relationship's grown and he's willing to talk about anything. So,
well, there's a lot to talk about, especially as you get older. The issues get more complicated, and there's stuff you want to confide in and problems to work out and stuff. At least that's my guess. What kind of stuff do you like to do, Darius?
Oh, I like to go to the mall. I like to go to Dave & Buster's. I like to play sports.
What sports do you play?
Basketball and football.
Excellent. When you play football, do you play both offense and defense?
Yeah, I play offense and defense.
I figured that's probably the case. Do you prefer one over the other? Offense. Excellent. Have you thought about what you might want to do after you get out of UPrep?
No.
I should say graduate from UPrep, not get out of UPrep, but after you complete it. Any ideas for like what you might want to do for a job or?
I already have a job.
What's your job now?
I work at Wesley. I help kids, help them do their homework and stuff.
Well, that's great. This is at Wesley AME or a church or where is?
Yeah, it's a church.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What do you tell me about that? Are the kids they're younger than you or?
Yeah, they're younger than me.
And what do you help them with?
Their homework and stuff.
What are they? Is it math or?
It's math, reading, and all that.
Well, that's fantastic. How long have you done that?
It's my first year.
That's great. So, Mike mentioned that you volunteered when you were younger. Did you volunteer when you were Darius's age? That young? Were
Not
you doing
that
stuff?
Young, no.
But that's something. So what was it like when you first met?
When we first met, he was hiding behind his mom.
Yeah, how old would you have been? 4 years ago, so you're what?
I'm 14.
Yeah, so you're 10. And yeah, that would be kind of frightening. I mean, I'm sure you were apprehensive too, Mike, or not?
No.
You felt pretty good?
Yeah,
felt pretty good about it?
Yep.
I see a big, big smile on Christine's face. Were you there for this match?
I was. I remember when they first met, and Darius has changed so much and grown so much. he's sort of soft-spoken here, but I would really like to tell you what a special and great kid he is. I mean, that he has this job. He got this from volunteering at the church, and they got to know him, and then they offered him this job. And I always found that so impressive that here, you know, he's already helping out his community and working with kids. And whenever you asked him what he was going to do, I thought for sure he was going to say, I want to be a teacher or a coach, because that's sort of what I think of when I think about Darius.
Yeah, if you're doing that kind of work now, you're probably pretty inspirational to some of those younger kids. Now, you mentioned Malik is older. How old is your younger brother?
Damon, he's 13. My other brother, Darnell, he's 9.
So you're probably helping kids Darnell's age? That's great. And going to Pittsburgh Malines University Prep, that's a tough school. At least I think it is. You've got a lot of options and a lot of intensity there in the school. I've spent a lot of time up there. What has surprised you the most about your relationship, Mike? Is anything different than you ever would have expected?
No, nothing's different. It's just now he's willing to talk about anything, where before it would be just, I mean, I'm sure he was probably upset with me just trying to ask questions to him. So,
in the beginning, but now it's easier to talk about stuff.
Yep.
Well, that's great. Christine, I'm curious, it's always great to see a match like this. Is there a need now? I think seem to fluctuate every month. And are you looking for more bigs, more littles, any and all?
Both, actually. We definitely need, always need more big brothers. We tend to get more little brothers. So we definitely always need big brothers, but we can use, you know, children as well. So men, women, for volunteers, as well as kids that want to get into our program.
Excellent. And the way to do that is to go to bbbspittsburgh.org or phone 412-363-6100. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is nationally recognized for the work that it does, and lots of great activities. You don't have to be, the most charismatic and high energy or planning or even, for lack of a better word, rich adults. I mean, you'll be provided with all sorts of support and services and help and guidance, and also ideas for places to go. And the other thing, too, is it's just the gift of your time, really, just hanging out. And I imagine that's how often do you guys see each other?
At first, it was probably, what would you say, twice a month. Now it's some months every week, like every weekend, so.
Well, that's fantastic to hear that. Well, I want to give you, Darius this radio patch, and then here I've got for you a pass to the Children's Museum that you can use today or whenever you'd like. Now, some of the parts at the museum that I think you would like is there's Make Shop. Right when you enter the museum, if you go straight back, you can solder stuff. They're sewing, electronics assembly. It's for older kids if you go towards the back. And then there's an area called Water Play that if you go to the desk, they'll give you wristbands and a map. But water play is kind of cool as long as you don't mind getting wet. But there's plenty of other stuff to see, too. And you can use that today or whenever you'd like. And Christine, is there anything more we should mention about things going on? Is bowling still happening next month, right?
Yeah, bowling is the month of March. I wanted to just hit on one thing you mentioned. Big Brothers Big Sisters is the thing that sets our mentoring program apart is that each match is professionally supported by a staff member to help you navigate through issues that come up, as well as coming up with activities and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, which is sort of what you mentioned.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I didn't know how I knew that was occurring, but I didn't know how programmatic it was, because I think a lot of people are just thinking, how am I going to do this? And also, I know folks are thinking, I've got to be like super charismatic, perfect, big. And I think you'll be perfect if you're just who you are.
Right, right. We're not looking for superheroes. We're just looking for people who want to give back and have some time to spend with another person. You know, everybody has different gifts. So, you know, it's definitely, like you said, we're not out there looking for the superheroes to come in.
Well, you can learn more at bbbspittsburgh.org or by phoning 412-363-6100. Darius, Mike, Christine, thank you for being here today. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Coming up, The Importance of Being Earnest, a scene from the play Prime Stage Theater.